Hare Krishna. We are living in a material world where there are living entities who are away from us, who don't interact with us, but whose behavior may be extremely disturbing for us. For example, there are people killing the cows, people drinking liquor, taking to drugs and spreading drug peddling and all that. So all over the world you will see a good amount of population of the people of the world are indulging in very terribly sinful activities, abortion, illicit connections. So like one boy was telling, oh, when I see all this I get wild. I feel like shouting at them, or I want to write in media strongly about how abominable these activities are. So we may get extremely disturbed, but we may not be able to do much about them. We can make some effort, but oftentimes it is seen such atrocious activities have been going on long, long before also. During Vedic times also there were Asuric forces like Hiranyakashipu, you know, Kamsa and such people. In modern times we find the same thing. Then there are other living entities who are interacting with us, with whose behavior and life our mind may be extremely disturbed, because they have different set of ideologies, values and different set and type of understanding based on their perceptions in life and experiences in life, which can be extremely disturbing to our mindset. And not only this much, even there are non-devotee sub-persons inside our own mind which are evoking non-devotee voices, producing skepticism, doubts, even about the philosophy, about the movement that we are in, about the members of the society in which we are in. So in this way, there are even opposing elements and forces within our own mind arising from kama, krodha, lobha and such kinds of things. Even that way we are not able to completely sort out. So therefore there are multiple forces like this, you know, raising concerns and anxieties and fears and anger and such kinds of things. Besides this, these are all persons which I was telling you now. Then there are situations which may not exactly match our likes and dislikes of our mind. This should happen like this, that should happen like that. So many people have so many expectations, and some people have unrealistic expectations. So due to all these things, our mind becomes extremely agitated, disturbed, polluted, and all the time preoccupied with approaching the intelligence for taking some action with our karmendriyas. And during the chanting time, if one is allowing to let the mind flow in the direction of sorting out these problems, these are endless problems which will only end when the Brahmanda enters back into Mahavishnu. Till then they will keep going on. So therefore, one very simple three-word question, if one is able to ask intelligently, that simple small question, even a child can remember this question. If one remembers this and asks the question, based on this one can sort out which one to be worried about, which one not to be worried about. Like I told you, people who are in a neutral relation with us, they are far away from us, even their activities are disturbing us. So therefore, whether they are far away, whether they are interacting with us, or whether these fellows are inside our mind. So the three-word question, simple question is it useful? That's all one has to ask. Is it useful to worry about this? Will it bear some fruits? Will it produce some fruits? Yeah. If it is not going to produce any fruits right now, then mind your own business. Mind your own business means now your business is to chant. Just chant. Don't unnecessarily try to set right everything, the world around you and the world within you. You can't set right, because there are things which are set pattern of the material world which will go on and on like this whether you are here or whether you are not here, it will go on like that only. So therefore, one cannot bother too much about everything happening around. Because you are not God, that we can control everyone and everything in the world. So keeping this in mind, we have to use the Viveka Buddhi or the intelligence to discriminate and cut out those things which are not useful, which we won't be able to do anything, which we may be concerned about, but which we have no influence over. And in that way, one can withdraw one's mind from the world which is far away, even with the world which is surrounding us and people interacting with us, because they are what they are and you are what you are. You can't change them much. And then even one can strip oneself away from one's own impure mind, which is different from us, fortunately. So one can remove oneself from one's mind, understanding the mind is now filled with impure elements and they are raising so many worries and concerns. So I am different from the mind, I am servant of Krishna. So one can preach to oneself and keep oneself aloof and chant the holy name. Therefore, understanding Krishna to be the supreme controller, Krishna to be supremely aware, abhijna, of everything that is happening, and Krishna to be the supreme person who sets right the disorder and religious principles, if it becomes irreligious. Understanding that Lord is in control, everything is happening along with His witness, then one can become peacefully situated and focus one's attention on Holy Name, because Holy Name is the Sarvaroga Nivarani. It is a panacea for all small and big problems, and the biggest of the problem, which is rebellion against Krishna and turning away from Krishna, even that can be solved by the chanting of the Holy Name. So therefore, one should approach the Holy Name with a focused attention and concentration, and put all botheration far away, at least for the time after the chanting time. So in this way, one will be able to concentrate, understanding that I have very little control, and all control is with Krishna. Let Krishna do something. If you can't do control anything, then I can chant and pray that may Krishna take some action in order to set it right. In this way, one gets some aloofness from the varieties of situations to focus and concentrate on the chanting of the holy name. Harinam Prabhu ki.